Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Como madre orgullosa, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Y los únicos huevos que compro son Eggland's Best. ¿Casualidad? ¡Para nada! No importa cómo los cocines, siempre están frescos y deliciosos. Además, tienen más vitaminas D y E y un 25% menos de grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. ¿Por qué conformarse con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos. Visita egglandsbest.com para obtener más información.
The Burt Show.
In this second date update, she didn't even want to go out with this guy on a second date, but her ego gets in the way, and she had to find out why he hasn't called for a second date.
Hey, Denise.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on with you?
Well, you know, last Saturday, I had a date. You know, we went to the clubhouse. It was nice.
Okay.
And we kind of went to the mall, and we did a few bars. We started talking. You know, it wasn't like the worst date I ever had, you know, but it was nice. Now, I haven't even heard from this guy.
You know what this sounds like? You went on a date and it wasn't really good at all, but this guy hasn't called you for a follow-up date, so you're feeling like, wait a second.
I did everything right.
If anybody's blowing anybody off here.
Yeah, I did everything right.
I should be blowing him off. So you don't even really want a second date with this guy, do you?
That's really the truth.
This is why guys are so confused right here.
You say
you want total honesty, right? Well, here's a guy that can't be honest with you, but at least he's telling you, look, I don't want to go out with you anymore. I'm not calling you back.
But she's going to overanalyze the situation until she gets some kind of an answer from him.
Yeah, I wouldn't even mind that if he said, you know, I had a nice time, but I don't think that we're compatible or whatever, you know?
Why do you need an answer if you're not even interested in going out with this guy again?
It's a chick thing.
Okay. Good morning, Matt.
Hello?
How are you? This is Bert and Lindsay and Melissa and Jeff and Jen Hobby and the rest of Atlanta in the studios at Q100 this morning.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, man, we have Denise on the phone with you. You want to say hi, Denise?
Hi, Matt.
Oh, hey.
She said you guys went out last Saturday and she had a really great time at the mall, but she can't figure out why there's been no call back, and she's a little bit upset that there's been no second date. Right, Denise?
The real story is that I just want to know what really is going on. You know, for once, I want a guy to be honest.
All right. You really want to know?
Mm-hmm.
I really want to know.
All right. Look, I have never been out with a black chick before, and I tried it, and I just didn't like it.
Excuse me?
Look, it's not that I'm racist or anything. It's just that, you know, I just have only dated white girls before. And, you know, you're the first black woman that I've ever been out with. And, you're a very, very nice person, but I just wasn't into it.
So I was actually an experiment?
Well, I mean, experiment's kind of a...
Oh, so... And you didn't like it?
No, I'm sorry.
What's the difference between dating a black woman and a white woman that you didn't like?
Exactly.
I kind of having trouble putting it into words. I don't know. It's just not that I don't like you.
It's funny that you say that now. It's funny you say that now. But when we were walking in the mall and we were, you know, hanging at the bar, you didn't act as if it was something so different that you didn't know what to do. You made all the same moves you would have made if I was a white girl.
Yeah, I mean, but that was part of the whole, it was part of the whole thing.
It was all part of the lie.
It wasn't a lie. It was just sort of a...
You see, because at the end of the day, I wasn't the one that was trying to put my tongue down your throat. It was you.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah, you know, but at the same time, you know what? I know guys like you, okay? You think you're going to experiment and find out what the other side is like, okay? But let me tell you something. I think you were more afraid that you did like it.
No, you know what? Listen, you're the one that asked for honesty.
Excuse me?
It just wasn't my thing.
Hey, Matt, does it even matter that this was Denise, or were you just looking to try and date a black woman for the first time?
I don't know. Hard to say. I guess it was a little of both.
Huh. I just don't understand what she did as a black woman that turned you off so much. What did she do that a white woman wouldn't have done on a date?
I don't know. Maybe you're just a little too aggressive.
Maybe that's a Denise thing.
What did he say?
Maybe you were too aggressive.
Wait a minute. Weren't you the one that kissed Denise?
That's what I'm trying to say. I think that's garbage.
The vibe I was getting.
You just wanted to feel what a black woman felt like or tasted like?
Well.
Is that why all the way even to the end?
Well, I can't lie. You know, you're asking me to be honest here. I can't lie and say, yeah.
Okay, since you're being so honest, I'm going to be honest, too. I thought you were very tired, okay? First of all, you're going to take a grown woman to the mall? Okay? I'm just humoring your butt.
You know what? I don't have to stand for this. Listen, this whole thing is just weird. You're asking me to be honest. I've been honest. The way I see it, you just don't like the truth. You just can't handle it.
Since you're not the only one that has a patent on honesty, I'll be honest, too. I've been with many white men, okay? And I don't have the same overview that you have. But you in particular were not a stellar date.
Well, what can I say then? That's why I didn't call you back. It wasn't great. So what's the big deal?
So that's why you didn't call me back? Because it wasn't a stellar date? You didn't call me back because I was a black woman and you decided you didn't like that?
Well, you know what? It was both true. Let's just leave it alone. What's the big deal? You know, we went out. You know, it wasn't terrific. Are you trying to say that it was terrific?
You didn't say it was terrific.
No. Far from terrific.
Let's say, how do you do? And then let's just move on, you know?
How do you do?
Oh, please. I have no problem moving on. I just wanted
right,
to know
well,
what
you just became too white for her.
All right, man. We're just going to bid you how do you do right now. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
How do you do?
The Burt Show.
This guy has been hailed the newest, greatest rap star in America. It's Jay-Z, and he stopped by the Q100 studios to hang out with the Burt Show for a little while. Jay-Z, good to have you in studio, man.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to Atlanta. This is obviously not your first time here.
No, I love Atlanta.
Yeah?
I've been coming here for years.
What is it about Atlanta specifically that you dig so much?
Women, and more women.
Now, you can't be talking about women if you got Beyonce on one arm now.
I'm grown, man.
Was it the last time you were here? You were doing the big old roller skating thing for the birthday party or something?
Oh, yeah. I did a couple of things that night. Well,
and Waffle House?
Waffle House thing is in People Magazine.
Yeah, it was a big deal that Jay-Z and Beyonce went to Waffle House.
That's crazy.
You're not allowed to be normal. You're a celebrity. You can't go to Waffle House like every other drunk person in Atlanta.
Do you find like if you weren't the rap star, you know, the way that you have to live your life right now and the way that, I mean, your success has brought you so many new and different and great things that money brings.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever look at it and just go, I just can't believe this is my life. This isn't me.
It's amazing. Like from where I come from, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Marcy Projects. Brooklyn, New York is like the hood.
The hood of the hood?
The hood. Yeah, exactly. The hood of the hood.
What is the one thing I guess I should ask you where you said, I have got to get away from this. I have got to build a life so I never have to come back here again.
So many things. When you're in that situation, every day is a test. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like you're walking on eggshells. Like, you know, anything can happen at any given time. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much tension for a person to live with their whole life. I mean, it's great days and it's, you know, it's fun out there and it's, you know, the Johnny Pump open. We call it Johnny Pump. The hydrant when you wet people.
Yeah, yeah.
And jump rope and basket. It's fun days, but overall, it's just a tough situation because everybody, you got to figure, this is how you live. You have a person next to you, on top of you, on the side of you. It's like a box. Like, it's so many different personalities that you got to attend with every day. And everyone's so close that they're on top of each other all the time. It's so many. It's six floors and four families on each floor. And it's three buildings that's connected.
Mm-hmm.
And those three buildings is about 100 of them. You know what I'm saying? There's just so many people on top of each other.
When was the last time you were back in your building?
I did a 60 Minutes piece, so I was over there maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
So you walk in there, and are you just, like, blown away at what you have now, what you had then? And
yeah.
I mean, you gotta,
they had my name in, the swan planted a garden, and they had my name in the grass. I think that was cool.
Wow, that is really awesome.
Yeah.
You're in Atlanta doing the principal for the day thing here today.
Yeah. Now I'm somebody's principal. Could you believe that?
Do you ever talk to any of the people that you went to high school with?
Yeah, I mean, you know, me and Big and Busta Rhymes went to the same high school.
Oh, is that right? All at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Were you guys doing music together in high school?
Nah, we didn't really. We just was like passing friends. Like, you know, we knew each other and we knew each, you know, we all knew that we rap, but we didn't really know each other like that.
How long are you going to do music for? Like, if you picked a date, where you're going to say, you know what, I've made my money?
Whenever you hear the Black Album is out, that's when it's the last one. I'm going to rap it out. That's the name of the last album.
You already know that?
The Black Album, yeah.
You seriously already know that?
Yeah.
Why that name?
I just wanted to be no artwork, just an album, just blank. Like, no, I just want to make music to make it. The last one is going to be just because I wanted to make it. Like, if you hear some samba on there, some calypso, anything that I want to do, I'm going to just do it. I ain't going to worry about it. It's just going to be
Jay-Z Bluegrass.
Whatever. Yeah, there you go.
That music from, what's that movie? The George Clooney movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jay-Z rapping over that.
You've put out like 7 albums since 1999?
96. Whoa, 99. Sheesh.
And you're still not burned out.
Yeah.
Although I heard you just took your first vacation ever.
Yeah, I needed that one, though.
Where'd you go?
I went to South of France. Matter of fact, I landed in Rome. I took a helicopter to Capri. I stayed in Capri 4 days. I went to London for Wimbledon. I came back. I met Bono over in London, him and Quincy Jones. They called my room, told me come downstairs, have drinks.
How does Bono call your room? How does Bono register?
Bono, that's Bono. They going to give him the name. It don't even matter.
Yeah.
I want that guy. He give him your room. he give him the key to your room.
Anything Bono wants, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So that wasn't the only stuff. Okay, so you're hanging out with Quincy Jones. You're having drinks with Bono. What else?
Yeah, Bono says, you know, we going back to Nice. I got a house out there. Come to my house. So he actually wanted me to come on a plane with him, but I had a couple people with me, so I was like, I'm not going to crowd the plane up. You got your family with you. I'll call you when I get there. I get there. I pick up a boat. I take a boat to his house, the guy's house. We go. It's a gate to get in his town.
Into Bonneville?
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bono Town.
Like, yeah. To get in the province, it's a gate. Like, we had to put a thing just to drive down Main Street. So we put the code, we call, get the code, we go down, we go over to his house, we had lunch.
You're really killing my buzz for the road trip to Nashville I was going to take this weekend.
So, yeah, for the next 2 weeks, he was like my concierge service. Like, he gave me the layout for every place in the south of France, where to go, where to eat, what the nightlife. So every day I woke up in a new place. I sleep in Sardinia, and I woke up, I was in Corsica, go to sleep. I woke up, I was in Saint-Tropez, and I was... Give me Portofino.
Unreal, man.
I needed it.
I bet. I heard that you were hanging out with the Williams sisters, too, over at Wimbledon.
Yeah, that was at Wimbledon, yeah.
I mean, what a trip, man. Yeah. There was one report that you and a bunch of your friends were down in, like, $20,000 bottles of Cristal.
Now, that was the prince. It was one of them princes from... He had a bottle of champagne that might have been up to that sign right there. It's the world's biggest bottle of Cristal. They came on a boat. It was 300-foot yacht. It had a discotheque on the top.
I mean, sometimes is it just too large? Even for you're like, I can't. This is too much.
Yeah, I don't even want to go over there by that table.
Then he goes over there and he looks right at that. He goes, "Okay, now this really money ain't a thing here."
Yeah, yeah. It's different levels. Like, exactly. Like, you just start to see different levels. Like, their money is different. They ain't not concerned with rims on a car. They boats. Right. 300-foot yacht, homie.
Man, you just must look at this and just, I mean, there must be times where, like, this can't be.
Yeah, I actually stayed up the first night I got the boat. I stayed up that night. Like, I stayed up to the morning. I seen the sun come up. I was just sitting on the back of the boat drinking wine. Like, what am I doing here? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Like,
wow.
Well, I don't know what you're saying, but I can live it.
They called my number, man.
Tell us about Blueprint, too, because, I mean, you talk about just unbelievably unfortunate bad timing with the first Blueprint coming out on 9/11.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking there's the last thing on people's minds here is buying CDs.
Right.
And sure enough, you still sold about a half a million.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's just. And how about Blueprint 2 now?
The numbers come out next week, but it looks good. Like, I'm number one CD in America.
The AJC has some incredible things to say about it. The first thing here says, with Blueprint, he became arguably the greatest living rapper.
Wow.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
That's something else, huh?
Yeah.
Do you look at your life and say, yeah, that's probably accurate. I probably am.
I mean, I'm a rapper. I think all rappers believe they're the greatest rapper. We arrogant, like, you know, as far as recording. Like, you know, in real life, I'm just a cool, regular person. Like, but when I'm recording, is, you know, it's rap. It's competitive. You have to be cocky. You need an edge, you know?
Mm-hmm. The recently released follow-up, The Blueprint 2, The Gift and the Curse, doesn't just pick up where the last album left off. It suggests new directions for Jay-Z's music and largely pleasing results.
Wow.
Many tracks, it says, have a live feel, and it's great. They go on to talk about how you worked with Lenny Kravitz on this CD also.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. The guy, he does everything. He writes, produces, arranges, and plays every instrument on all his albums. I had to work with him.
Yeah. That guy, to me, is the coolest guy ever. I mean, he can say anything and do anything, and people are just like, whatever he says, the coolest thing ever.
I don't understand it, but I better.
Yeah. Right?
You feel like you're missing something if you don't understand what Lenny Kravitz is doing, right?
But despite offering a flurry of great songs, Blueprint 2 isn't as cohesive as the predecessor. Nevertheless, the set's musical diversity suggests great things for the future.
I believe that, too. I said that in the beginning. I said that it's not your typical Jay-Z album because, you know, a Jay-Z album is a theme. Like, you could just play it and just let it go. Like, with The Blueprint, you just knew it was just soul music. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to go with so many different directions on this one. It's hard to make it cohesive when you're going. You got Lenny Kravitz on one track and M.O.P.
Mm-hmm.
on the next one.
Is there somebody that says to you, looking over your shoulder, going, okay, this isn't working, or this is working, or you have complete 100% control?
Yeah, my friends, you know what I'm saying, we need tough love. They offer their opinion. They say anything to me. Like, somebody told me Hard Knock Life was, Leo told me that, I'm telling on him, told me that Hard Knock Life was the worst song he ever heard.
Oh,
good thing I ain't listened to him. That would have been a,
right.
Yeah.
What's the harshest? I mean, is that the harshest thing anybody's
the
ever
heard? The worst song he's ever heard?
It gets no worse than that, man.
It can't get much harder than that.
I laughed at him. I said, watch this one work.
Well, welcome back to Atlanta. Thanks for stopping by Q100. Whenever you're in town, please come on back.
My man.
All right, JC, thanks, man.
Cool.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It scuffs, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Some people handle their 15 minutes of fame on The Burt Show a lot better than others. This guy choked. All right, Lindsay had a date with a guy named KB. They went out and they went bar hop and had a great time. And then you guys hooked up with friends, or you just happened to run into each other at Music Midtown?
Yeah, we met some friends at Music Midtown. You know, there were just a lot of people there from school.
Okay. So you guys hooked up there, spent the whole day together and all?
Yeah.
And things went great.
Yeah, we had a really good time.
Everything seemed to be going fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then for 2 weeks now, he hasn't called you back.
No.
Nothing.
Not at all.
Have you run into him at all?
No, I haven't.
All right, so we're going to give him a call, and we'll ask him for total honesty.
Okay, great.
All right, at least if this relationship doesn't move on, at least you'll know why, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And Lindsay, I hope everything works out well like it did last week.
KB is his name?
KB.
KB. I like guys who have initials for names. KB, JB. That's pretty much all I got.
Right. Yeah. JR.
JR, there you go.
There you go. JW.
The Burt Show.
KB.
The Burt Show.
KB is a listener. How cool. How are you?
The Burt Show.
KB, you've been listening to everything going on?
The Burt Show.
All right.
Okay, we got that. KB, we got Lindsay here with us. Hey, Lindsay, you want to say hi?
Hi. How's it going?
The Burt Show.
Oh, God. KB, come on.
KB, what's going on, man? Lindsay wants to know why there's been no second date.
Well, it would sure be a hell of a lot easier for a girl to get another date if Lindsay wasn't such a slut.
What?
Oh.
Dude.
KB!
I don't know what he's talking about. I have no idea what he's talking about.
That's a pretty strong allegation, my friend.
The Burt Show.
Do you know something we don't know there, KB?
The Burt Show.
What's going on?
I love this guy.
KB, why did you call her that?
The Burt Show.
We're going to get nothing out of her.
Yeah.
Hey, Lindsay, do you have a relationship with one of his friends or something?
No. I don't know what he's talking about. I'm just a friendly person. I have no idea. I have no idea what he means.
KB.
The Burt Show.
Look, if you're going to make out, if you're going to say that about a woman, you got to back it up.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Did she have sex with the Burt Show?
The Burt Show.
Is this all we're going to get out of you here, KB?
Uh-huh.
You know something about this girl we don't know?
Exactly. The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
All right. Not going to play.
I'm bored.
He's not going to play. All right, KB, we're going to let you go.
Burt Show.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, he's man enough to say that she's a slut, but he's not man enough to say anything else.
Right.
Lindsay, you don't want any part of this guy anyway.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? After that, I don't even care to see him again.
Yeah, what an idiot.
I'm looking for somebody better manners, more polite.
And who has more to say than just the Burt Show.
Yeah.
Well,
very articulate.
He is a listener, so he's got that going for him.
Well.
Guy sounds like an idiot.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's a loser.
Total idiot. Hold on one sec. Morning, Q100.
Hey, Bert.
Hey.
This is April. What? I just wanted to say that Lindsay's much better off without KB. He sounded like a Rain Man knockoff.
It was Rain Man. All right, see you, April.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, there's, you know what? There's no reason to go on. You know what? You had a great time with the guy once or twice, and now let it go.
I will.
All right, Lindsay.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
We'll see ya.
Have a great day.
The Bert Show.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being very calm and 10 being just completely shook up and nervous, when Mariah Carey came to the studio, we were all scared about it, because the first time we talked to her, we had to hang up on her. Well, the second time, things were way different. Thanks again for coming in.
No, it's good to be here. Will anyone think I'm rude if I put my sunglasses on, because those are so bright and we didn't have much sleep?
Do whatever.
Not
at all.
I'm trying not to be rude and not have a mom, but then it's like the light. I'm like a night creature, like...
What is the typical day and night for Mariah Carey? Like what was yesterday?
Yesterday I was in Miami, and what were we doing? Meeting. I did like a fan event. I met a bunch of different fans that were contest winners, which was really nice. And they came and listened to a couple of songs from the album, mm-hmm. and you know, they gave me little books and stuff like that. And then I actually got to go swimming, which was a nice thing because that's like my favorite thing. And I had this hotel room totally overlooking the ocean. I was like, if I don't go in that water, I'm going to hate myself. So I made sure I got up early and went in for a little bit. And then I went to the studio and stayed up and came here.
How many minutes out of the day does Mariah get to hang out with just Mariah?
Just me?
Just you?
Well,
just doing whatever it is?
It's always more fun when someone else is there.
I don't know what it is that you like to do just to get away from everything, to balance everything out.
Actually, that's why I was saying the swimming thing was really fun.
Is that it?
But then it became like, you know, people knew that I was there and it became a different thing, because then you got to be like, if they want to take a picture of something and your hair is like wetting in your eyes and, you know, there's seaweed floating by.
Yeah.
It's not like a cute moment, but it was all right.
Are you self-conscious all the time that people are taking pictures of you and it's going to end up in some magazine and you just can't be yourself on a beach?
Well, I mean, it's like you go to a crowded beach and if people want to take, usually, it, like yesterday, I tried to tone it on down and like not have like an entourage. I just went with my friend and a girl who was there working with me, and then like had the security kind of like front and back where you couldn't really tell, but I guess it ended up that you could tell, because the first person I walk onto the beach, I'm like, hey, Mariah.
Right.
And like, our son's over there. He's in eighth grade. Can he come swimming through? I'm like, hey, whatever. Sure. So we had a good time.
Is there a time that you can say no to people, or is that the time where you feel like the one time you say no, somebody's going to be calling up a radio station and saying, Mariah Carey said no to me today?
Rather than it being like someone calling a radio station, I personally don't. I'm not good with saying no to people. Like, I'm usually try to be little miss, you know, crowd pleaser.
See, like, I'm watching you eat your sandwich and I'm watching you drink your Coke and you got the sunglasses on and everything. And
right.
I'm wondering, here's the thing about being Mariah Carey.
Yes.
That a guy or a girl like us is never going to be able to feel. Like,
mm-hmm.
Is every second of your day calculated? Like, you have to watch what you eat because you have to keep your figure.
Mm-hmm.
You have to watch what pictures you're taking because you never know what kind of magazine it's going to end up in. Is there... It must feel so calculated to you.
It doesn't. It's not that it feels calculated. It's just that, like, just picture this. Like, mm-hmm. you walk in somewhere and there's a video camera on you and you're not expecting it. So you're like, oh, okay. Are we sure. filming? And then there's a still camera on you and you're like, all righty. Yeah. Are we taking a photo? And it's all fine. I just, if like, if they let me know, then I'll be like in that mode as opposed to I'm relaxed hanging out, going to the station. And
yeah.
Well, I told him not to bring the camera. I was like, give it a break.
I don't care, you know, but it's fine.
Are you ever driving around and you drive past like a Wendy's or a Pizza Hut or something? And you go, man, I want that, but I got a video tomorrow or I got a photo shoot next week. Or
I'm never driving around because I let my license expire. And basically, I think people in general are better off with me not behind the wheel.
Right.
Because I'm like with the radio stations, changing the radio station and the lip gloss and the, you know, soda. Oh, look at that cute outfit in the store. I'm better off as a passenger. You know what I mean?
When's the last time you fully drove yourself around? Like, totally.
Like, what year is this? 2002?
Yeah.
I would say like 97.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah, like right around the butterfly era when I used to live up in a place where they were. See, I live in New York, so you don't really drive in New York. People do, but you don't want to drive in New York.
Right.
Like the cab drivers and everybody, it's like there's no rules on the road. You sure. just basically like renegade car style, you know.
Yeah.
What, you know, messengers on bikes running you over. Things of that sort.
Q100 with Mariah Carey. Do you still enjoy living in New York even after September 11th last year, even though the city's changed, of course, a lot?
Well, I'm, you know, being born and raised in New York, that was like, of course, for the world, it was a tragic day. But for me, just personally, it's very strange. Like, I look out my window and my view was the Twin Towers.
All right.
One of my, I mean, I built certain, the place was like, the apartment where I live was just concrete. It was nothing there. And I kind of designed it with my decorator and figured out what I wanted to do.
I think we've seen it on Cribs.
You may have seen it there.
I've seen it.
And so the bathroom was put, you know, so you could see. I could lie in the tub. And like my big thing is like I love taking baths. Mm-hmm. And not that that's, you know, not standard. Most people like to bathe, but whatever.
Not the way Mariah Carey does.
But the view is really beautiful. And now when I look out there, it's just really sad.
Yeah.
Because, it, I mean, there was nothing there. You're just looking out and I was seeing just the firemen there for like almost a year, you know, still trying to hose it down and all that.
Does the city feel different to you now since that happened, or is it your same old New York City?
It felt different at first. People were actually nicer, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it got, you know, everyone always has a stereotypical thing about New Yorkers don't say hello to you on the street. You're mm-hmm. kind of taught, like, when you walk, I mean, I was taught, don't look people in the eye when you're walking down the street when you're in Manhattan
right.
alone. Because I was on my own living as, like, a 16-year-old, you know, backup singer walking around. I would look down, wouldn't look people in the face, you know, mind your own business. And at that point, after September 11th, people became very friendly, like, almost like, whoa, you know, we're mm-hmm. all in this together. Like, something yeah. majorly tragic just happened to our city. And
sure.
So,
on a scale of 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
with 10 being completely fair
mm-hmm.
and 1 being not fair at all,
yes.
how has the media treated you?
Oh, well, I have a thing with the media where I don't hate the media. I don't group the media together. I don't lump the press together. Everybody has to sell papers, and they have to. It's all about ratings, and you get a lot better ratings saying, Mariah Carey had her 93rd breakdown today and went to 23 Fat Farms and, you know, beat some guy up on the street than you do saying, oh, we heard Mariah was out with her friends smiling and having a nice day and sitting and having lunch at a bistro and,
sure.
you know, calmly talking to her best friend. Like, I understand and I get it. Do I feel it? I feel I was caught up in a domino effect that where it was like one person said something, the next person said something, and it all, that's the way it happens with stories. And I have a different perspective on it now. I realize that it's like, I look at real publications like that aren't tabloids,
mm-hmm.
like one step above a tabloid now.
Is that right?
Because I would be reading stuff in credible papers
right.
and go, wait a minute, I used to think that this was actually, you know, they had to fact check and stuff. And I would look and see stuff that was completely untrue about myself and go, wow, this is amazing to me. Like, this actually is completely fabricated. And my friends would be there with me like, wait a minute, you and me were together.
Yeah.
This did not occur. Why are you not suing these people? And I was like, you know what? Because it's not worth it and it'll pass and like, let it go.
Have you ever, you know, been out at a club or something or anything and said and done something and then in the next thought been, this is going to end up in the tabloids. That sucks.
No, because it didn't used to happen like that to me. Like, I don't know. This year was a totally different thing. There didn't used to be people hiding in bushes
yeah.
and taking pictures of me. I mean, I would have things that happened, but it was never like to the degree that this was. And I think once something steamrolls into a big story, because they never really had anything to say about me. My main downfall is that I work like too much. I have this work ethic because I grew up without money and I never wanted to feel like the rug could be pulled out from under me. And then I worked even harder when different personal changes happened in my life. And I just worked myself in the ground. Like we were talking about eating properly right. and sleeping. Like, you know, basically I work 20-hour days for 2 months straight and nobody can do that. I don't care who you are. So people think, you know, they see you on TV and you're smiling and you look, you know, yippee, this is an easy uh-huh. life. And, you know, even just from being in radio, it's not all, you have to be like, hey, how you doing? Right. 24 hours a day. You're yeah. not always happy when you walk in here. You might be in a bad mood, but actually you guys can get away with being like, I'm in a freaking bad mood today. Like, I can't go on TV and say that. Or they'll be like, Mariah was having a breakdown on TV.
Yeah. What's the biggest misconception about Mariah Carey then? I mean,
there are so many. I don't know.
What's the one that just gets underneath your skin?
I thought you were a lot taller.
And you thought I was taller than I am?
Mm-hmm. You can't. Yeah, no, I had you at like 7'12".
Yeah. Right. Everybody always tells me they think I'm taller.
Are you
taller.
Wearing heels?
Well, they're not that high.
How tall are you without your heels?
5'8". How tall are you?
5'10" and a half.
Well, sometimes I'm 5'10 and a half.
What's the one thing that just drives you? It just drives you crazy.
None of it does, because you know what? I cannot control what people's misconceptions. When you don't know somebody, right? You watch somebody on TV, you might be like, oh, I don't like this person. And I'm guilty of it, too. Like, I remember before I became a whatever, celebrity, whatever you want to call it, I'd be watching TV and see some celebrity talking about their woes. And I'd be like, yeah, whatever, you're rich, and change the channel. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, if you don't know somebody, just look at them on television, or especially if you just see them singing a song, you're not going to know their innermost thoughts or their soul or who they are. So, you know, there's always going to be misconceptions because we could have this talk and you could be like, yeah, she was all right. But, you know, I mean, until you know somebody for a long time, you don't really know them. So there will always be misconceptions. And basically, I get to sing and write songs and make music and do things that I love for a living. So I'm just grateful for that.
Mariah Carey on The Burt Show on Q100. Well, let's talk about reality then. The new CD and the new single. Tell us
yes,
all about
indeedy.
It.
Yes, indeedy. Okay. Well, my new single is called Through the Rain, which was inspired. I wrote it when I was in between making decisions about what label I was going to go to, where I was going to be. And I just had to separate myself from that whole thing. And I said, let me just go and immerse myself in writing and singing, which has always been my saving grace, always been the thing that got me through everything from the time I was a baby. So I wrote it, and I wrote it kind of to inspire other people to get through stuff that they were going through. You know what I mean? Because despite how highly dramatized my own stuff was, just the fact that it was being highly dramatized was having an effect on me, as it would anybody.
Sure.
So I was getting a lot, you know, my fans were like, oh, you know, nervous and worried about me. And I totally appreciate that because I have this relationship with my fans that's really important to me. And I wanted them to know, like, okay, this is the same person who's always tried to give you hopeful lyrics and this and that. Don't believe this. Suicide attempts and blah, blah, blah. I'm just not that type of person.
So that stuff's not true?
Oh,
not true?
Would you like to inspect my wrists? You can take a magnifying glass. Okay. It's like, I am just not that type of person no matter what. I always go to the positive. And you can look back at any of my music and look at any of the songs where it's like, be hopeful, get through it, have faith. That's what I'm about. And you can't be that, you know, I couldn't be that much of a contradiction. That's how I've gotten through my life. You know what I mean? I've gone through a lot worse stuff when I was 12 years old than I've been through, you know, at this point in my life. So it's really not that deep. But the point of the song Through the Rain is you can make it no matter what happens if you have faith and truly believe that you can. So that's, I've had a lot of really good reaction from fans and people who have just told me that it's already helped them, you know, get through whatever they're going through.
And we will play that next on Q100. Mariah, thank you for coming
in. Thank you.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
I enjoyed all of you profusely.
Now go enjoy the rest of your sandwich.
Okay, right. Thanks.
See you.
Get it? The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. We'll be right back.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. The sun is calling. Are you ready? From beach days to soccer plays, Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen helps protect your family skin so you can focus on the fun, not the sun. With no fragrances, parabens, or phthalates, our mineral sunscreen is designed for your sensitive skin and trusted by dermatologists, pediatricians, and parents alike. Be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen. Shop now on Amazon.com.